WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the update at 7 is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts, local people serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet, Chevy, find new roads. And Southwest Tech in Fenimore, this is where you belong. It's 35 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town, or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Chef Jose Andres, the founder of the World Central Kitchen Aid Group, said he believes that Israeli forces targeted the seven aid workers killed in an Israeli strike on Monday in Gaza. ABC's Mary Bruce has more on the U.S. reaction.
President Biden will be speaking with Prime Minister Netanyahu in what is expected and likely to be a very tense call. Look, President Biden, we know, is outraged, and he says heartbroken by these killings. In his strongest rebuke yet this week, he accused Israel of simply not doing enough to protect civilians.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's arrived in China for a week of bilateral economic talks. Officials in Los Angeles are trying to figure out just how much money was stolen from a money storage facility after thieves broke in undetected on Easter Sunday and took tens of millions of dollars. There are no suspects. And nobody won the Powerball jackpot, the next jackpot Saturday, worth $1.23 billion. This is ABC News. More than 1,000 flights have been canceled across the country. Millions of Americans have been facing severe weather, including heavy rain and tornadoes, says ABC's Lionel Moyes.
The storm's bringing strong winds and heavy rain to the Midwest, South, and the Northeast. Outside Philadelphia, a woman was killed when a tree crushed her car. At least 28 tornadoes were reported across 9 states. One person was killed in Kentucky. And in Georgia, a twister packing winds of 150 miles per hour, causing damage outside Atlanta.
And a new storm system moving east is threatening to cloud some views of the solar eclipse on Monday. Hard rockers Kiss announced they've sold their catalog, brand name, and intellectual property to Swedish company Pop House Entertainment in a deal estimated to be worth more than $300 million. The deal also includes digital avatars of the band that were unveiled during their farewell tour last year. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 Baskerville. Napa know-how.
Hey, Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli in downtown Richland Center. Hey, we are now offering fresh and hot Cornish pasties every Wednesday from 11 a.m. till they're gone. Stop in, order them online, or give us a call at 649-BAKE. That's 649-2253. Remember, on Wednesdays, don't let our pasties pass you by. Thanks again, and stay on the sunny side. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe will now be open 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday through Friday and 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday.
5 minutes past 7 o'clock. We'll share with you forecast details. By the way, we do not have any school announcements. Quite a difference than we had 24 hours ago at this time. We were pretty busy. But this morning's been pretty quiet. It sounds like there could be a few slippery spots, especially the secondary roads still. So be careful.
Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Ridges and Rivers Book Festival in Viroqua is coming April 26th and 27th. This event will feature over 50 authors giving presentations with activities for all ages. You can expect author presentations, writing workshops, an art show, food vendors, the 50th anniversary celebration of Dungeons & Dragons, and so much more. To see the entire schedule, register for events, or buy tickets, visit ridgesandriversbookfestival.org today.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 43. That's all. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and still cool. Stray flurries and sprinkles possible through midday. The biggest factor today, north winds at 12 to 22 miles per hour. Decreasing clouds with frost tonight, a low of 27. Friday, partly cloudy to sunny and quiet, a high of 45. Friday night, 25. And Saturday, sunny and seasonal, a high of 54. Sunday, breezy with rain likely by later morning, a high of 48, and Monday 55 with a good chance of rain. West winds are at 2 miles per hour this morning. Got to kick the thermometer. It might be frozen. It's not moved since a long time ago, prior to midnight. We're still at 35 degrees this morning.
But I do. She don't sit on old bar stools, but I do. I don't worry about where she's been. I'm the only trouble she gets in. She don't have tattoos on her skin, but I do. 'Cause I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does. I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. She could put me down like a cigarette if she wanted to. Go and find somebody else if she wanted to. Thank God I'm a one addiction. She ain't got around to kicking. Hell, I couldn't blame her if she wanted to. I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does. I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. I'm a mile away from perfect. If there's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one that had me. I hope she never breaks.
Never
Tim McGraw, WRCO, WRCE. Good morning. Sunrise from the center, and we are at 10 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. The Brewers and Bucks both lost yesterday. The Brewers, that's going to happen. The Bucks, it's been disappointing. And again, it's only the regular season. And again, they really don't have a lot to play for. They're playing for a second seed, but they're a game or two up yet. It's just... I guess we expected more, but then they were playing last night without Damian Lillard and Chris Middleton, and Giannis, I think, was a little bit hampered, so that's the way it goes. But, you know, when they made the big trade, you kind of think, oh, man, they got a shot to not to win every game, but you're going to be dominant. And when you're up by double digits or as many as 20 points in the second half, you think, yeah, they're probably going to win, and they don't always do that. So hey! Having trouble finishing, I guess. Hey! Here's Old Dominion on WRCO.
Wonder if Jack and Diane ever made it after the drums and the guitars all faded. Was the best they could do good enough, or did the heartland just swallow them up? How did my mom and my dad ever do it if there were struggles and we never knew it? I guess they had each other and that was enough. You know you can't keep the ground from shaking. There's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. What am I gonna tell my kids when they see all of this that goes down on TV? When the whole world is down on its luck, I gotta make sure they keep their chin up. Cry when it hurts, laugh when it's funny. Chase after the dream, don't chase after the money. And no, we got each other. That's what's up. Cause you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby. Cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. Such thing as a broken heart. Cause you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. Such thing as a broken heart.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great taste is more than just music.
Thank you.
717, the Eagles with a classic cut on WRCO. Never fear, Henry Bray is near. Or maybe we should fear. I don't know. Anyway, we'll see what we can solve coming up here. And a little bit later on, birthdays and anniversaries for the 4th of April. Walsh's Ace knows that window screens can get punctured or torn. Let Walsh's Ace repair your torn or punctured screen. The experts at Walsh's Ace have the know-how. Looking for paint? The Ace Paint Department at Walsh's Ace has state-of-the-art equipment that can color match anything you have to paint. You can count on Walsh's Ace for everything. From screens to paint. That's Walsh's Ace Hardware in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Take the first step towards transforming your landscape into a more environmentally friendly space for you, the pollinators, and our community. Join Melinda Myers on April 27th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Learn about manageable strategies to approach your landscaping from the ground up with the results that will fit your lifestyle and landscape goals. You'll get an overview of environmentally friendly lawn and garden maintenance and learn simple steps that can make a big difference. Tickets are available at RidgesandRippersBookFestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
People often ask us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Gottiger Pratt Funeral Home, what can I do to help? I'm Mark Jelinek. Some of the suggestions we share are simple and practical. Preparing food, washing clothes, cleaning the house, mowing the yard, or answering the telephone are just a few of the practical ways to show you care. Remember, support is needed at the time of death, and it is no less important in the weeks and months afterwards. For more helpful information, visit us at PrattFuneralService.com.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. How easily soil gets moved with a 1-Series tractor. Or how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat.
Visit Hillsboro Equipment in Hillsboro, Lawston Equipment in Lawston, or Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today, or find us online at hillsboroequipment.com.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing. Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
It's time for the Roundup.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
Yeah, yes. better morning today for everybody.
A little quieter around here. Yep.
You know, if I was a student in high school, I would be upset about yesterday.
Why?
Get me through this. I have 2 months. Get me through it.
Oh, heaven forbid if you were a student in high school these days.
I'd be in the alternative school, wouldn't I?
Well, I don't know. I think you'd be... doing something else, probably.
Anyway, I have a list of funnies from our good friend Rachel Jelinek, you know, the lady who mows her phone.
Won't be long. She'll be mowing her phone again.
Yep. If you could read that, Phil, and how true that is. That's actually from Rachel Jelinek and the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating Gang.
One thing nobody ever talks about being an adult is how much time you debate yourself on keeping a cardboard box because it really, really is a good box. True.
That is so true.
That is true.
But nobody admits that.
Well, what if you have to move, you know? I mean,
yeah.
That came in handy when my kids, especially my daughter, who moved 10 times in Madison, she's in school down there, you know, about every 6 months was like, oh, I'm moving again. So, you know, he needed cardboard boxes.
Well, good luck, sweetheart.
Yeah. One time it was getting a couch up into a balcony.
Yes.
Yeah, we had to strap it up and then pull it up with a pulley and then...
How'd you get it down? Or did you just leave it?
No, we did it the same way, I'm pretty sure, because 6 months later, we had to move it again.
So.
It's like, leave it on the curb. That's what everybody does in Madison.
No one's going to know.
Oh, well.
No one's going to know.
You know, lots of big talk right now about the total eclipse going on next week, which...
Total eclipse of the...
Thank you. We aren't going to see it, you know, but it's kind of that line.
I thought we'd get to see some of it.
Well, I don't know. I'm a little unclear about that. I know it's Texas to Maine, somewhere in that vicinity, but we're in the outskirts. But there are quite a few of the businesses that are taking advantage of that. Krispy Kreme is teaming up with Oreo to sell a limited edition donut cookie creation. Sonic Drive-In is selling a blackout slush float. I saw this when I was in Texas. A blackout slush float.
Hmm.
Frito-Lay Sun Chips unveil a new flavor for the Eclipse. So there you go.
What's the flavor called? Eclipse?
Probably Eclipse. I don't know. Doesn't say.
And there's so many conspiracy theories with this.
I suppose. There's everything, right?
Unreal of conspiracy theories. Now, they said that this is the first time in, 2,000 years that all the planets and the universes line up. Which I probably believe that, and some people say, we're going to have more earthquakes because of the gravity pull, the less gravity pull. And
oh, okay.
I don't know. So anyway,
we had one a few years ago, and we got just a glimpse of it here too. It was interesting. They said even if it's cloudy, it's still going to make a difference. Like gray skies will go to black.
Oh wow!
You know, and things, but
some scientists say that it will affect your dogs.
Oh. So. Okay. Well, maybe that'll give Squirt a little boost. He needs something right now.
Right.
Yeah. He's a little lackadaisical. Talking about food, I saw this the other day, some of the weird flavors. On April Fool's Day, and I wasn't sure whether this was true or not, but 7-Eleven was selling a hot dog water drink, like a sparkling water drink. And I couldn't tell whether that was an April Fool joke or not. Because who would drink that anyway? Stang, the world's most sour soda. Warhead's candy can't hold a candle to this pucker-up pop. Can you believe that? How about macaroni and cheese gummies?
Oh, give me not any. Give me not any.
Oh, boy. Swedish fish Oreos.
I'd try that.
That might not be
too bad. I like Swedish fish.
Yeah. What else? Pizza ice cream.
Ugh.
This
the only time you'd have to floss your teeth after you eat ice cream.
Ooh, comes in a pint flavored with chunks of crust, tomato sauce, and mozzarella cheese.
That sounds disgusting.
Poop like a champion cereal.
Oh, my gosh.
Lots of ultra fiber, it says.
Phil, where do you find this stuff?
Well, I don't know. Brock's Turkey Dinner Candy Corn.
Oh, nothing better than candy corn with turkey flavored.
Oh. Cotton candy balls.
Yeah, those are good, actually. We've had some.
Have you had those?
Yeah.
Yeah. What else do we have? Kraft mac and cheese ice cream.
Oh.
Salt and vinegar grasshoppers. They have them in Arkansas, do they?
Oh, just grasshoppers. We eat them plain down there.
Prickly pear cactus candy.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that reminds me. I wanted to ask you about something. So I was in Texas, and out in the yard, there was these little mounds of dirt everywhere. They looked like little dirt silos. And I said, "Was that the snake hole? That's what it looks like." It's like they said, "No, crawfish or crawdads."
That's something.
We
don't have that where I'm from, but my brother lived in Texarkana.
Okay.
And that actually come out of the ground. It's crazy. And a big thing down there is ants.
Yeah, ants are bad, too. But I said, well, I thought crawfish or crawdads or whatever were in the water.
No, because sometimes the soil's in it. They'll come right out.
Come right, yeah. So these little mounds of dirt everywhere.
Yep.
And, you know, Beverly Hillbillies used to have the crawdad boil all the time. Yeah.
Yep.
So there you go. Have you ever eaten crawdads before? Mm-hmm. Crayfish?
Yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Not a fan.
I don't think that I have, to be honest.
I can find a couple if you want me
to. Can you?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well,
we can microwave them with your dinner.
Oh, sure. Yeah. They're probably better roasted or, you know.
Probably.
Put into a mac and cheese gummy or something.
Hey, I found some odd things in about Wisconsin and our 50 states. Yeah.
Really?
These are called dumb laws.
Okay.
Okay. And this is Wisconsin. At one time, margarine was illegal.
Margarine. Oh, yeah. I knew that. I remember
you
that.
Did.
I do remember that. Yes, absolutely.
Right.
Didn't want to compete with Wisconsin farmers and
right.
making butter.
Cheese making requires a cheese maker's license. Limburger cheese making requires a master cheese making maker's license.
Oh.
Didn't know that.
Didn't know that.
Yep.
Limburger.
Yep.
Well, and it's only made in Monroe, Wisconsin. I think it's the only place in the
really?
World. Yeah.
Wow. Well, they can keep it.
There are a lot of people that like it.
They do. And yeah, good for them. I do not like it.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't like the smell. I don't. Ugh. In St. Croix, okay, women are not allowed to wear anything red in public.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they get ticketed?
I have. This are dumb laws. In Wisconsin, you're allowed to marry your house.
Marry your house?
Yes, that's what it says.
Okay.
In Wisconsin, after 3 a.m., you have to send a rocket signal in the air after every mile you drive.
What?
That's what it,
I can't believe
it's
that.
Dumb laws.
It must be still on the books.
I'm sure.
Something from years ago.
In Wisconsin, it's legal to cut a woman's hair or to kiss on a train. So you can't cut a woman's hair or kiss on a train.
Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Racine, it's illegal to wake a fireman when he's asleep.
What if the place is on fire?
Yes.
What do you do?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
So, you know.
That's interesting, Hank. Ah.
Here's something that in Wyoming, Cheyenne citizens may not take showers on Wednesday, Philip.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Apparently the water table's down on Wednesdays.
Stinky Wednesday, maybe.
Yep.
Yep.
And then something about Arkansas. Alligators may not be kept in bathtubs, Philip.
Is that right? Have you ever tried that or not?
A bathtub or an alligator?
Well, yeah. True. Oh, boy. Not to interrupt you, but, you know, I was mentioning what some of the things to celebrate today. One of them is National Burrito Day.
Oh.
But, you know, the other big one is it's Hug a News Person Day.
Joanne.
Oh, Joanne.
Yeah, she was tired yesterday, Philip.
Yeah.
She was really, really tired.
Yeah, I mean, she was doing a lot of news election stuff the night and early morning before, so.
Uh-oh, yep. Here she comes. Watch out, Phil and Hank, she'll chew you up.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Give her a hug there. Oh, there. Oh, what a special Hallmark moment that was.
Yeah. Thanks, Joanne. Will you go give Phil a hug?
When he gets off the air.
Yeah. No, hey, you got to do it on the air where people can listen to this.
Oh.
I can do a play-by-play.
Oh.
Oh, God.
All right.
As she comes around the corner, Philip stands up.
Standing up's the hardest part.
Yes.
Happy.
Yes.
Hug a news person.
Happy Hug a News Person Day. We have celebrate. And don't forget the donuts. Anyway.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, isn't it?
That's part of it.
I'll bring something next week.
Yeah, it'll be.
What do you mean next?
It'll
week?
Be a week old by that point.
Something fresh next Friday.
Something fresh next Friday.
What's right. Friday have to do with it?
Look on the calendar.
Are you off?
No.
Oh, is it her birthday?
Oh, it is.
Next Friday?
Hey, whoa. So, but there's two, today and next Friday.
Yeah.
Okay. You turn 32 next Friday.
Uh-huh.
And today, you owe us two treats, so don't try to get away with just one.
Hmm.
I'll bring a double batch.
No, we want something today.
We have stale stuff in the break room. You can just microwave it and just imagine that it's from Joanne today.
Thank you, Joanne.
You're welcome.
Somebody ate all the Julie Karen's State Farm cookies yesterday. So is that
anyway, your... Phil.
he's off his diet.
Well, we still got all those snowballs to eat up, too.
Snowballs?
The cheese balls?
Well, they're called snowballs because they're those white ones.
Again, you're getting off scot-free. Or should I say Joanne free?
Joanne free.
We always have to bring something when it's our birthday. Shouldn't everybody bring it?
Bring it. Yeah, that's always something. Been an RCO tradition. You bring some treat on your birthday. But she's got a point, you know.
I understand it, but it's Hug a News Person Day. She's a news person. You know what? Put my mouth on the donut or something.
She got her hug. Yep.
I got my hug.
Oh, well.
What'd we get out of it?
We got a
more
guys,
agony.
You got to hug me.
You guys can move this conversation out the hall. We got to move on here.
Anyway, I got one more thing here.
Oh, yeah.
In Georgia, donkeys may not be kept in bathtubs.
Oh, donkeys?
Donkeys, yep.
That'd be a big bathtub.
Yeah, it is. So,
wow.
Buddy, I hope you have a great day. Hey, and wherever you're at tonight, stay warm.
Yeah, that's the big question about high school sports.
Yeah, tonight, because I don't know if those bats are going to be in trouble or...
Now, what are the bats there? You could,
it's 38.
38?
Yeah.
Yeah, wind chill wise, it certainly isn't going to be 38 today.
No, no. So, but buddy, thank you very much. I appreciate your time, and everybody have a great day. And you know what? If you're mowing today, make sure your phones are kept safe. Be kind.
There's some places where you could mow, actually.
We need volunteers. Do you want to give back to your community? Does caring for those in need appeal to you? Would you like to meet new people and make new friends? Schmidt Woodland Hills is actively seeking volunteers to help us fulfill our mission of caring for those in need in Richland County. We have openings for volunteers to assist in a variety of ways as we provide care to our residents and their families. We can offer flexible times and flexible hours. If you are ready to experience the joy of giving to others, please call 647-8931 and ask for John Tews.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in its sympathy room. Added Touch has stone saddles and refill urn liners. Choose from silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, urns, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes. Added Touch has fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Get everything you need at Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
This day in history, it was 1968. Civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., at the age of 39, was shot and killed while standing on a balcony of the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, Tennessee. That among the history notes today. Also on this day in movie theater history, Ben-Hur won the Best Picture in 1960. In 1964, another iconic moment, the Beatles held the top five position on Billboard's Hot 100 with Can't Buy Me Love, Twist and Shout, She Loves You, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and Please Please Me. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit The Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At The Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today. At the Midwest's largest shoe store, The Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Happy birthday, Lydia Durst, from Mom and Dad, Brother and Sisters. To Lydia from Papa Al and Grandma Carney. And to Lydia from Lori and the Guys. And from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Richland Center Primary School today salutes Jack DeAger. Happy birthday number two to Clayton Keene. Clayton is number two, and all the best from Papa and Grandma Deaver. To dear friend James Lancashire, happy birthday, young man, from your friend Kathy. To Diane Terry from the Ithaca Lions, have a great day, Diane. Ashton Schmidt,
from Lori and the guys. Happy birthday to Henry Till from Park Street Christian Church. Greetings going out to Anthony Sittig from Nana and the Gang, and also to Christy Coe from Dad and Nan. To Christy, all the best from Bob and Heidi. The Muscatine Blue River and Avoca Lions saluting Alea Henning. To Corbin Nondorf, and also to Heavy Mirabelli. And happy anniversary to John and Aaliyah Brown and Kelly and Jamie Stanichka. From the RC Lions, happy birthday, Christy Coe, to Matthew Velicott, Anthony Sittig, to Maya McCauley, and also today wishes to Peggy Baldwin and Marie Waldsmith, plus happy anniversary to Troy and Emily Putz, who celebrate today. The Bloom City Town Crier salutes Troy and Emily on their anniversary. And happy anniversary, last but not least, to Bernard and Mary Jewell from David, Kathy, Lucas, Nicole, Cooper, Mason, Michael, Megan, Harper, Nora, Everett, and Heidi. Best wishes from your fan club there to the Jewels on their special day. And it's not just any anniversary, 60 together today. Congratulations.
Wait, what? It's our anniversary already? At J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we hear this story all the time. Life is so busy that you forget to get your wife an anniversary gift. This is Amanda, and I'm here to help you. I can help you choose just the right heirloom jewelry piece that she will treasure for years. Whether it's a sparkly diamond bracelet or a casual pair of silver earrings, it's my honor to help you with this exciting purchase. $20 or $2,000, it doesn't matter. I've got your back. Remember, this is Amanda, and I care about your big occasion. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
An Evening with Spirit is coming Friday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. at the Temple Theater in downtown Viroqua. Join renowned psychic medium Molly Morningstar for an unforgettable evening where the guests of honor are your loved ones in spirit. During this group event, she will connect with random audience members and demonstrate her unique ability to provide evidence of continuing connections to those we love in the afterlife. Purchase your tickets at ridgesandriversbookfestival.org.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
36 degrees at WRCO, WRCE Studios, 20 minutes before 8. Here's one for our special couples today.
Look at us. After all these years together, look at us. After all. Yeah.
is on.
And look at us on WRCO. It's an on-time morning. Have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin. This is Phil Nee wishing you the best.
We are so happy to say that we have welcomed Marshfield Furniture to our store. Court and Main just got a little bit better. Exceptional furniture uniquely suited to your taste and lifestyle is a result of their passion for craftsmanship, quality, and excellence. With 120 fabric options and 48 leather options, they create custom furniture to fit your style and home. So many different collections to choose from, we just know there is something for everyone. Only at Court and Main in downtown Richland Center, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to noon on Saturdays.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 35 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town and Country TV and Appliance, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy, breezy, and still cool conditions. Stray flurries and sprinkles are possible through midday with a high of 43 and north winds 12 to 22 miles per hour. Tonight, decreasing clouds with frost and a low of 27. Currently in Richland Center, we have southerly winds around 5 miles per hour, and it's up to 36 degrees.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Good morning. From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Dodgeville Police Department has issued a missing person alert. Holly Gerton, 16, of Dodgeville, was last seen Monday night at the Belmont Travel Center around 7:45. She left home in Dodgeville Monday. She is likely in the company of a 17-year-old Jonathan Lindahl. Their destination is unknown as 24 hours has elapsed since the time of last contact. They are considered to be at risk. Holly Gerton is a Caucasian, 5'4 and 110 pounds. She has blue eyes and mid-length brown hair. Jonathan Lindahl is described as 6'2 with blonde hair and blue eyes. It is believed that both may be traveling in Gerton's 2007 Silver Pontiac Grand Prix bearing Wisconsin plates AVX9211. If you see either of these individuals, contact the Dodgeville Police Department at 608-935-5950. The Wisconsin Senate race between Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Eric Hovde is setting up to be one of the most competitive and expensive Senate races in the country. A Baldwin victory is crucial for Democrats who are defending 23 seats in the Senate. Baldwin is emphasizing her deep ties to Wisconsin, forged over nearly 40 years in elected office, and her ability to fight for issues that resonate deeply in the state, like supporting the dairy industry. Hovde argues that Baldwin is nothing more than a career politician who has not done enough to address issues on the minds of voters this cycle, like immigration, the economy, and foreign affairs. The Richland Hospital and Clinics has announced it is welcoming Heidi Huber, APNP, to its primary care team. Huber is experienced in family medicine and oncology with a specialty in gerontology. She will be working collaboratively with Dr. Andrew Wright to provide holistic care to his adult patients. She brings a patient-centered approach that will be a natural fit at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Since 2015, Huber has practiced at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Originally from Richland County, Huber says she is eager to move back to the area. Huber's passion for gerontology, or caring for people as they age, was fostered in part by her childhood experiences. While completing her Doctor of Nursing practice at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire, Huber participated in a clinical rotation at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Her approach and experience impressed the team, who is eager to welcome her back. Patients interested in meeting with Huber can call the hospital to schedule an appointment at 608-647-6321. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services submitted its plan for the annual share of $750 million of opioid settlement funds to the legislature's Joint Committee on Finance. As a result of settlements reached by the Wisconsin Department of Justice, Wisconsin will receive $36 million this year that will be used to prevent opioid use disorder while continuing and strengthening successful efforts for harm reduction, treatment, and recovery. DHS is required to submit a plan for the anticipated settlement funds to the JFC every year. The plan includes $6 million for Wisconsin's tribal nations, $5 million for community education and after-school prevention, $5 million for family support and resource centers, $5 million for peer support and opioid treatment programs, $3.5 million for naloxone, $1 million for fentanyl test strips, $3 million for capital projects, $2.5 million for room and board for Medicaid members, $1.5 million for EMS leave-behind programs, $1 million for public health vending machines, $1 million for law enforcement grants, and $1.5 million for data collection and surveillance system enhancements. 2 years ago, the Attorney General announced final approval of an agreement with the nation's top three major pharmaceutical distributors, Cardinal, McKesson, and AmerisourceBergen, and Johnson & Johnson, known as the National Prescription Opioid Litigation. Payments from the distributors will continue for 14 more years. Payments from Johnson & Johnson will continue for 7 more years. Wisconsin will also start to receive money in 2024 from settlements reached with Teva, Allergan, Walmart, Walgreens, and CVS. Data from 2023 hasn't been finalized, but 2022 numbers show over 1,400 people died of an opioid overdose in Wisconsin, and there were just over 2,500 emergency room visits because of opioid use. The addition of fentanyl, a powerful synthetic opioid often added to drugs without the person using the drug knowing, has contributed to many of these deaths. If you or someone you know needs help for an opioid use disorder or other substance use concern, contact the Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline at 211 or 877-947-2211. The UW System Board of Regents is set to act on tuition increases today. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman has announced a proposal to increase tuition for resident undergraduates by 3.75%. Segregated fees would increase on average $74 per year, and 7 universities are proposing an increase on top of 3.75% to fund specific needs like academic advising, financial aid, and faculty hiring. The proposal, which is scheduled to be considered by the full Board of Regents, would increase tuition for the second straight year after 10 years of a tuition freeze. Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill to promote flood resilience in Wisconsin communities. The bill requires Wisconsin Emergency Management, a division of the Wisconsin Department of Military Affairs, to create and administer a pre-disaster flood resilience grant program to provide grants for projects aimed at identifying and improving flood vulnerabilities and resilience priorities in local communities. Flooding is one of the most frequently occurring natural disasters across Wisconsin and the United States, affecting a great number of Wisconsin municipalities and increasing damage costs to public and private property. Meet the candidates for the 3rd Congressional District. The 3rd District is currently represented by Derek Van Orden. Economic Equity Now of Richland County will offer an opportunity to meet and talk with the candidates for the Congressional District by hosting question and answer sessions. Economic Equity Now believes that information is the key to making the choices that will produce a healthy and vibrant community. The first question and answer session will feature Rebecca Cook, this evening at 5:30 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. All the candidates have been invited to a Q&A. Economic Equity Now will host Katrina Shanklin Thursday, May 2nd, and Eric Wilson Thursday, June 6th. Representative Van Orden has been invited to his own session, but has not yet confirmed a date. Again, you can meet Rebecca Cook this evening at 5:30 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. President Joe Biden will be back in Wisconsin next week. Biden will be in Madison on Monday to talk about lowering costs for Americans. The White House announced the upcoming visit as Wisconsin voters headed to the polls for primary election day Tuesday and hours before Donald Trump held a campaign rally in Green Bay. The event will be Biden's 3rd trip this year to Wisconsin and his 10th as president. Last month, Biden was in Milwaukee to announce new federal funding for transportation infrastructure. In February, he was in Superior to announce federal funding for a major bridge project. And its tax filing deadline is approaching fast, and if you're not going to be ready by April 15th, it's time to get an extension. IRS spokesman Christopher Miller says the first request you make is automatically granted and will last you through October. You can find free options to file that extension online at irs.gov. If you do owe some money, make sure you make a payment, because a filing extension is not a paying extension.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisory Group can help you stay on track no matter what comes your way. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Thursday, April 4th. Terry J. Deckard, 78 of Gillingham, died unexpectedly March 27th. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 4 until 7. The local Military Memorial Honors Unit will provide military rites at 6:45. Terry J. Deckard, 78 of Gillingham. Nancy L. Troxel Rako, 66 of Blue River, died Sunday at Elroy Health Services. No formal services will be held. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Nancy L. Troxel Rako, 66 of Blue River. Richard Earl Dick Inman, 94 of Viroqua, died March 15th at Schmidt Woodland Hills in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 10 until noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The local Military Honors Unit will provide military honors at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home. Burial will be held at a later date at Northern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery in Spooner. Richard Earl, Dick Inman, 94 of Viroqua. Richard B. Rick Brewer, 69, of Verona, died March 10th at home. A graveside service will be held at 12:30 Saturday at the Richland Center Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center from 1 until 3 with a service at 2. Richard B., Rick Brewer, 69, of Verona. James Bryan, Jim Bennett, 57, of Sextonville, died Saturday at home. Memorial services will be held Saturday, April 13th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, April 12th from 4 until 7, and again Saturday, April 13th from 10 until the time of service at 11. James Bryan, Jim Bennett, 57, of Sextonville. Michael Call, 73, of Richland Center, formerly of Bear Valley, died Wednesday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital. Funeral arrangements are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for Michael Call, 73, of Richland Center, formerly of Bear Valley.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
A reminder that the Pine River Bike Trail from Richland Center to Gotham is closed through Monday through Thursday from 6:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. until further notice. The closure is due to county workers doing tree and shrub removal. ABC News on WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool, historic building. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and still cool
you
today.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.